This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two energy-related items as we move deftly through the broadcast. Number one, this afternoon, the State Department said it is going to extend the public comment period for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Not to be cynical or anything, but that will likely push any decision on it until after the midterms in November. Item number two, solar. Yesterday, the White House announced new initiatives to support more solar development. But the Energy Department's Inspector General rained on that parade a bit with a report criticizing a $68 million solar loan guarantee gone bad. There have been plenty of failures, see also Solyndra. But Marketplace's Dan Weissman points out solar is actually doing pretty well.
Solar is a little less than 1% of U.S. electricity, enough to light more than 2 million households. The other numbers sound much more impressive. Here's Ken Johnson from the Solar Energy Industry Association.
More solar has been installed in the last 18 months in the United States than in the 30 previous years combined. The costs of installed solar systems have dropped by nearly 50% since 2010.
50% cheaper. That's a lot. Here's Severin Bornstein from Berkeley's Haas School of Business. He says big utility-scale installations are a particularly good deal.
They are almost competitive in some areas now with regular fossil fuel power.
Almost, in some areas. And home installations are more uneven.
Some people can save money by putting in solar on their house. Most people still won't save money.
And he says none of it would be cost competitive if not for government subsidies, many of them in the form of tax breaks. Bornstein says the calculations are complicated, but federal tax breaks alone can give back almost 45%. Shail Khan is the head of research for Green Tech Media. He says that investment is paying off. The evidence is that prices keep dropping, and not just the price of solar panels.
Actually, in 2013, panel prices rose a little bit, and despite that, system prices fell. And what that's telling you is that learning from increased deployments makes actually a huge difference.
In other words, you do more, you get more efficient, and costs come down. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.